Good morning. 37 past the hour. It's Faith Radio. We are so thankful that you have joined us today. There is a major missions conference coming to the Faith Radio city of Minneapolis in just a couple of weeks. Here to tell us about that conference and perhaps even shake us out of our spiritual complacency a bit is Dr. Tim Kesey. He's Executive Director of Frontline Missions International. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Kesey?
It's Kazee.
Oh, Kazee.
I've used a variety of pronunciations.
That's all right. I'm going to say Kazee from now on. So thank you. Forgive me from that. Okay, can you tell us a bit about the history and the focus of a Frontline Missions International?
Yes, thank you. Our work started in the period about 25 years ago when the Berlin Wall had come down. The Iron Curtain was beginning to disintegrate, and there were opportunities and challenges in the aftermath of the collapse of the Soviet Union to come alongside pastors and brothers and sisters over there to assist them in their work. So that's where our ministry started, in places like Bosnia and Croatia, Ukraine, Russia. And Frontline Missions is also working now in the Far East, in South Asia, Central Asia, and North Africa.
And is your main work to support the existing church and the pastors in those areas?
That's the main work. And sometimes that includes sending Americans into those places where they can get a stable visa and come alongside the local church. We want to serve the church wherever we are, if it's possible. Now, there are places we're in, it's a pioneering work, and there are no churches, or they're few and scattered, but our focus is on seeing the church strengthened in areas where we're serving.
You mentioned the origins of your organization back when the wall fell, and I remember reading Chuck Colson's book, The Body, and hearing about what had happened to the church in Romania and the incredible amount of persecution under Ceausescu there. And those martyrs, who died for their faith, and then the incredible uprising of believers just coming together in solidarity. And, you know, you wouldn't even know there were that many there. But I'm sure you heard stories like that. And you hear stories like that today with the persecuted church, of people who are so courageous, even in the face of just the worst sort of persecution imaginable.
Absolutely. I was in North Africa 2 weeks ago, and with a pastor there, a Muslim background believer, and I recall on the day that he was baptized that, and this was several years ago, maybe 5 years ago, but he sent out a group message to everyone on his phone contact list declaring, "I have become a Christian. I will eat my sihi." And in his context, it was really like asking to be killed.
Wow.
But he has a living hope, not a death wish. So this brother is bold in declaring because Jesus is alive. Christ is risen, and he is with him and in him and for him. And so there's boldness in declaring Christ to his family, to his friends, to people who are asking for a Bible in those settings. And so God's working there in the face of lots of obstacles.
You know, for those of us that at times feel like we're undergoing some kind of social persecution because of our faith, and that's certainly happening more and more here in the U.S. because of court decisions and legislative overreach. But nothing, I mean, we can't even comprehend what it's like for these believers. Paint a picture, Tim, of what daily life is like for Christians under persecution in various parts of the world.
It will vary. Persecution is a spectrum, and what we see in our country is primarily intimidation. Obviously, there's some situations where people are being threatened and their livelihood is being threatened. But by and large, the general atmosphere, I'd say, in our country is often the entry level of intimidation. And if people can be intimidated into staying silent and not opening their mouth to speak the gospel, then that's all that's needed. Just shut them up. So I say that to understand that it's a spectrum. It's not always just ending in blood and prison and that sort of thing. But so in other countries, you can have situations where the persecution is primarily from the family. If someone comes from Islam or Buddhism or Hinduism, but in other countries, it's actually the government that is the active agent in persecuting Christians. And in places like Pakistan, many times Christians are essentially put in ghettos so that they are isolated from the rest of society and they are under intense scrutiny. So their life is one of, fear. Now God gives grace to overcome that fear, and that is an amazing thing to see. But they live in that kind of oppressive, fearful type of environment.
We have no idea, and I think those of us in the Western Church need to remember that on a daily basis. And I appreciate the fact that you're reminding us. And this great conference coming up October 13th through the 15th, Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, that you're going to be involved in. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Our guest is Dr. Tim Kazee. He's with the Frontline Missions International Organization. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Faith Radio. Good morning. It's 47 past the hour. It's Faith Radio. Bill Meyer with Dr. Tim Kazee. He is the Executive Director of Frontline Missions International. The FX conference is coming to the Faith Radio City of Minneapolis in October 13th through the 15th, at one of our large churches in Minneapolis, Bethlehem Baptist Church. And Tim, there are approximately 2 billion unreached people in the world, and that can really seem overwhelming to us. What can a local church or an individual Christian do to reach out to those folks? I mean, sometimes it just feels like they're so far away, and I know you believe that there are some practical things that we can do right here at home.
The first thing is to realize that Revelation 5:9 is unfolding before our eyes, that Christ is building his church all over the world, that will include people from every tribe and nation and language group. And so the gospel works in those places. I mean, I think it's, first of all, a fundamental recognition that it will not be dependent on our ability to get over there and even to get a visa and stay long term, but it's dependent on the power of the gospel. That being said, we know from Scripture that it's through messengers that this gospel message is given. And so our churches need to have a vision for this kind of work. A lot of missions is directed toward countries that have a long history of missionary enterprise and churches established, and it doesn't mean at all that there aren't needs in those countries, but there are countries in which people can go their entire life and never meet a Christian, never see a Bible. And so it's about taking the gospel to those people. And as we see more churches get involved in that, people's vision is enlarged for that part of the world, God will raise up workers for those areas. And that's really the burden behind the Frontline Experience Conference that you mentioned, is to assist those people that are considering this, those people who want to go or just saying, you know, my heart's been stirred, I see the need, I want to see God glorified among the nations, including those nations who have yet to hear. So I want to go, but how do I get there? And then there's churches where there are pastors and elders and missions committee members that really want to retool their missions programs and their budgets to target unreached people groups. So we want to serve the goers and the senders in a conference like FX.
Is every Christian called to be a missionary, Tim?
Every Christian is called to be a witness. Every Christian is called to take up their cross daily and follow Christ. And in following him, some will be led to another country. I think that's the best way to answer it. We're all called to be witnesses, and we're all called to follow Christ.
How do we deal with the issue? And I know this is something that I'm sure your organization, other missions organizations, grapple with on a regular basis. There are countries where sharing the gospel is illegal. It's officially outlawed. So what is the proper biblical response? Do we encourage Christians to break a nation's laws because we are answering to a higher law?
Well, in a case like that, that is an Acts 4 situation where we have to obey God rather than man. And so there's a higher law in the case of countries like that.
What about those organizations, those missions organizations that may send people under a pretext of, well, we're not really a missionary. We're coming to work in this country in the tech field, but the real purpose is to be a missionary. What is your perspective on that? Is that ethical?
There are so many places in the world where the kind of places we're talking about, where you can't go in as a traditional missionary, as a church planter, as a pastor. There's no blank for missionary on their visa application. but yet they do issue visas for teachers, for health professionals, for entrepreneurs. And I've seen this over and over, and our organization's been involved with this sort of thing, so that people that are fully qualified to teach, to run a business, those people are going in, and they don't have to sort of hide about the purpose in being there. They are a business owner. They are a teacher, and they are a Christian, and they're very open about that. I don't think that Christians should go in under a mask where they are not really doing the thing that they said they're going to do when they come into the country. It's not deceitful to say, I'm a Christian and I'm a business owner. And as a Christian, they're going to share their faith. I was in Iraq back in the spring, and it's with some community development workers that are working in refugee camps. And it was great to see some of the refugee families coming into their home, and they were the ones saying, you know, tell us about Easter. Mm. Why are you doing this? And because it was around the time of Easter. And so it was just a very natural conversation of people that had opened their homes to them, that showed them love like no one else had before, and the conversation was very natural and also very gospel-centered.
Mm, it's beautiful. Once again, the conference that we've been talking about coming up April 13th through the 15th, Bethlehem Baptist Church. You've designed this conference for churches and individual Christians who are serious about spreading the love of Christ with those who don't know Him. So how are we doing as a church, Tim? Just give me your assessment. Are we in need of a big wake-up call?
Oh, we're always in need of, a wake-up call, because our default is comfort. We're all wrapped that way. And the types of situations we're talking about where going into hard places is going to definitely pull us out of our comfort zone. So our vision for God and for the power of His gospel always needs to be awakened and enlarged, because I just don't think we can ever get a big enough view of God and the beauty of His gospel. So, yes, we need to be awakened and have a bigger vision.
The training at this conference, what's it going to involve? We got about a minute left, Tim. Just give us a quick overview.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if listeners are interested in more information and to register, please go to frontlineexperience.org, frontlineexperience.org, and we even have a discount code there if you'll enter faithradio@fx, there's a 20% discount. It's coming up in just over 3 weeks, and we've got veteran missionaries coming from tribal areas of Southeast Asia, from Indonesia, from China, from North Africa, Really excited about the lineup of speakers that are going to be there. The workshops are going to have the general sessions. Excited that that Dr. Piper is going to be closing the session on Saturday evening, and we're going to have a question and answer time with him. So it's going to be a packed couple of days there, the evening of October 13th through the evening of the 15th. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share this with you, your listeners.
Thank you. And thank you for that opportunity for the special discount for Faith Radio listeners. Again, if you go to the website for the FX conference, Frontline Missions Conference in Minnesota, in Minneapolis at Bethlehem Baptist Church, just enter Faith Radio at FX, Faith Radio at FX, to get yourself a discount for this conference. Dr. Tim Kazee, thank you so much for your time, sir, and for your commitment to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity today.